All right, everybody. So yes, we are back, and you know, Fatherhood, starring, you know, Kevin Hart and just loaded talent, Alfre Woodard, Frankie Faison, you know, Apartment 1A, and White Chicks, you know, from Coming to America. Apartment 1A, you can have it. Lil Rel, you know, so many great talents in there. Paul Reiser. Dahmer, starring Evan Peters. great actor, Richard Jenkins, Molly Ringwald, Niecy Nash, and of course, Michael Beach. And then Cobra Kai. I mean, what can I not say about this amazing cast? I mean, they're so much fun. They're so awesome. And we'll get a breakdown and get into them as well. But yeah, Netflix kind of spoiled me here. I got to see an amazing show out of Kevin Hart that just blew me away. This Fatherhood movie blew me away. Dahmer made me all kinds of uncomfortable. And I saw huge debates online where people are talking about watching it, not watching it, being demonic, being a great study, being a great, you know, insight. So, you know, as controversial as it was, I'll give you my own personal feelings on it. You know, because Evan Peters had a tough time with this role, and there's method acting and all the other types of acting. And it doesn't matter when actors take on these kinds of roles. You embody and channel the spirit of that person, especially for, you know, those autobiographies and those, you know, insights into these real people. It's dangerous. Cobra Kai, excellent job from the cast. I'm going to break them down. I'd like to see Martin Cove actually evolve into more of a Mr. Miyagi fight ability, because I don't like the stunt double. I feel like he's capable. And then, hey, Hilary Swank, she coming? Is she coming? Is she coming? You know, we got that new Karate Kid years ago. It was the last Karate Kid movie that Mr. Miyagi did. But also, side note, real quick, let me say this before it gets too down the road. I love Jackie Chan. And I watched that new Karate Kid with Jaden Smith. They did a great job with that movie, but karate is not kung fu, just like barbecue is not a ranch. Yes, they're both sauces, but put some respect on it. Karate is not kung fu. Kung fu is not karate. Don't ever mix those up ever again, please. So let's dig into it. I mean, this show, right, Fatherhood, took me in a direction that I didn't know I was gonna go. My wife was like, watching it, and I'm like, okay, you know, cool. And she's like, I'll stop this and rewatch it with you. She was right in the middle. I was like, what? And I was like, it's okay to do your Netflix thing, you know, because we do that. I'm like, yo, you watch it and then just tell me how it is, because we don't have time. Right? So Fatherhood gave me this impact. Kevin Hart, please stay with Netflix and your stand-ups, please. All that loud yelling around, screaming, I'm vulnerable. I can make myself, you know, bend and move into these yelling loud characters that is funny for, you know, the elementary crowd. I'm just kind of tired of it. I feel like it's disrespectful to him. Like in one of his stand-ups, he said it's good to have a no man. Like, everybody's always talking about, yes, yes, do this, yes, yes, yes. People will spend your money for you. People will drain all your energy for you. People will ride the wave and ride the high for you. They'll do that perfectly for you. But that doesn't mean you should do it. Just like all these movies with The Rock, where they play on how short Kevin Hart is or how loud or uncomfortable he can be. I'm not entertained by that. Not when you have a comedic genius like this. Eddie Murphy has the clumps, right? And the clumps, and Nutty Professor, and SNL, and all the skits that he did, and all the movies that he did. And Coming to America, all the characters he played in Coming to America. I mean, he was Prince Akeem, he was Randy Watson, he was a guy in the barber shop, cutting hair loud. You ain't never met, Martin Luther the King. And, he was the old Jewish guy sitting there, corrected everybody on Joe Louis. Like, that's Eddie Murphy. Now, Dave Chappelle also. Sketch comedy, did a lot of different roles. I haven't really seen Kevin Hart play the wealth of roles that say a Jim Carrey or Jamie Foxx even has. And that's not it's not necessary. Like Jay Farrell, on the other hand, his impressions, top-notch. It's like Jay Farrell, then Aries Spears, which I hope they clean his act up, whatever he's doing. It's Jay Farrell, Aries Spears, then Jamie Foxx. Like they are the impression tops as far as I can recall off the top of my head. But I really appreciate Kevin Hart. I love his talent. He was a three-sport athlete in high school and never backed off of that pace. He always grinds, he always push. He always bends his mind and his body to fit the next upcoming thing in spite of his divorces and messy relationships. And this fatherhood embodied a lot of that uncomfortable feeling, right? And it's a loaded cast, right? Loaded cast of new and established people. Very well established. Frankie Faison, we've known him since Coming to America. Alfre Woodard, on the other hand, she stole the show. She was the show. It takes a seasoned actress, a dominant actress, to play the part a lot of times that you're asking. And she did this backwards front side. Like, every mother wants to get to that retirement age and welcome in that grandbaby with their daughter or son. Every mother dreams of that day when they've done such a good job with you that now you're gonna give them that check, that life, that full circle of life to check off, right? And now that she's a grandmother. And it's one of the roles, especially with Black women, that is so iconic, right? That you can actually make fun of it because of how extreme the black grandmother is. And we see Madea do this with Tyler Perry all the time. So Alfre Woodard just knocked it out the park. How do you mourn the loss of your daughter while also welcoming this wonderful, beautiful gift, your granddaughter, played by Melanie Hurd, of Madelee Logelin, this little cutie and all the little babies that they put in that role were just super adorable. I'm a girl dad. I can soften up for this and just say that they picked the most beautiful little girl to play her. She fit the mom so well, and she really just did an amazing job. What an adorable little girl. What a sweet young lady and a great little young actress. Like, excellent. Now, Deborah Ayorinde, that played Liz Loglin, what a gorgeous woman, played her part. She lasted, right? She lasted throughout the movie, the film, without even being there, which to me is the hallmark and the mark of every great actress. Then we get to Lil Rel and Anthony Carrigan, Jordan and Oscar. Now, Anthony Carrigan, normally plays like a serial killer or hitman. He played Victor Zsasz in Gotham. He played some type of serial killer in Arrow, both two DC comic products. So I was scared the second I saw him on screen because I was waiting for a blade or a knife or a gun of some sort. But he played that awkward, weird friend very well. Lil Rel played that pushy, agitated, friend as well. But both of them, expose what Kevin Hart is, which is immature. Just because we have jobs, hold political offices, and have very important, titles by our names does not mean that we fully matured in all of the emotional aspects necessary in life. I mean, these guys exposed him. They exposed what he was. If you're immature, you're gonna have immature friends. If you're hurried and aggressive, you're gonna have hurried and aggressive friends. So they look like him. They worked and thought like him, no matter how intelligent they were. So that piece, I was very thankful and appreciative because it just showed like where Kevin Hart was mentally, emotionally, and mature wise. We did have Paul Reiser stepping in as that fatherhood role, that mentorhood role, that boss role. Paul Reiser, I mean, he's an industry legend as well. Definitely from the 90s, Mad About You. He held it down. He did a great job, and he said he liked to think of himself in that mentor, fathership, uncle, big brother role. And he did. Kevin Hart, he thought he was gonna be fired during the movie, which, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, if you have not watched Fatherhood, Dahmer, or Cobra Kai as a series, you should probably pause and go watch them before you finish this. But yeah, I hands Paul Reiser, great job, fit the role. So did Theudra Porter, Anna, who was Kevin Hart's mom. Great job, like wonderful job. And I love that she played on the opposite end, right? You have Alfre Woodard, that nice, beautiful, perfect home in Minnesota. And then Theudra Porter is the other side of the train tracks, right? Kevin Hart was not raised by his dad. He was one of six baby mama dramas, right? So I like that they were real with this. And last but not least, it makes me come back to Kevin Hart and DeWanda Wise, who played Lizzie, aka Swan. That relationship right there made me lose my mind. I was like, there's no way you're doing this, you're crazy. But she played the part well. Never seen this actress before. She was a real OG about it. She backed up when things got too crazy. And she pressed when she needed to. Because bottom line, Kevin Hart in this movie, he is a good man. He's just a knucklehead, right? He's a knucklehead. He was a knucklehead when Deborah was trying to straighten him up while they were talking about, the baby coming and doing a C-section and, are you mature enough for this? He is a good man. He's just not very mature. He's a little bit of a rockhead. And DeWanda was working with that, which is awesome. Friends hooking you up can be a blessing. It can be a curse when they don't take the time to really understand what you need. But in this case, they fit, which is it's huge. They really fit. Now Kevin Hart as a character, my heart goes out to him because I don't know what I would do in this scenario, right? He has nothing in common with his stepmom, unless you're talking about Liz. They have nothing in common. She does not like him. She does not respect him. But this is the man that is in charge of her grandbaby, right? So, I mean, going through the funeral, doing the eulogy, and raising this child, right? The diapers, the formula, the getting up at night, all that stuff he all had to do alone. Which really highlighted for me just how much we expect women to do once this baby comes out. We expect them to be patient. We expect them to breastfeed or feed the child. We expect them to calm them down when they're crying. We expect them to hold them when they're crying. We expect them to change them, feed them, clothe them, navigate, and have all the patience, nurturing, and mothering that we don't have. But let's keep ourselves on the hook, men, for a second. Men, we are the protector provider, right? Well, there's so much that goes in between the lines of that protecting providing. We shouldn't so easily just throw all of that responsibility on the woman. And now we get to see all the things he had to do. The baby wants to be held. The baby wants to be fed. The baby wants to have all this stuff that in between the lines of protector provider is so much more than just keeping a shotgun loaded and waiting until something happens to your daughter, or keeping the security right footage and the security of the home good, or making sure the bills are paid, right? I don't do all that. I pay the bills. I pay the bill. I worked, didn't I? You know, it's like we think that's enough until some little punk ass boy wants to come and teach your daughter what a man is because you didn't spend that quality time with her. And I had one of my best friends give this to me, and he said it like this: your daughter is going to learn her heart from you. She's going to learn how to function in life from her mom, which fits so well. I'm like, wow, because you're the opposite in the home. She's going to learn all her womanly stuff from you. But the other side, the loving side, she's going to learn how to love and how to care for from the opposite sex in the home. Because the mom and the daughter, they're on the same team. They know how to think and act and be like it. You're the outsider showing them the contrast of things, showing them how to love, vice versa. As a young man, you learn how to love from your mother. You get your heart from your mother. Because as a man watching your dad, you know what a man is. You know tools, you know football, you know fights, you know grill, you know Legos, you know all that man stuff. You know how to be a man from your dad. But when it comes to the category of loving and the tenderness of a heart, your dad isn't going to give you that. That comes from your mom, right? So we learn the opposing things from the outsider, right? Even though nothing can take the place of your mom. So not having those things, not having a woman to, like, for a young lady, not having a woman to model after, that's hard. For a young man, not having a dad to model yourself after as a man, that's hard. And then when you don't have that other side to learn for, in my little example, that's hard. So I don't know. The difficulties of parenting, you know, be it stereotypical or psychological, they showed up here for Kevin Hart in real time for him because, you know, what we think that we're not going to do as a husband, he had to do as a husband and a dad, right? So he had to do all those things. So watching a man go through it is low key, a kind of a jab at all the, you know, men that have expected women to just do this, right? And you see how hard it is alone. Those stereotypical chores and responsibilities that we just throw on women, now we see we should probably do those together. Get up in the middle of the night together. The feedings, the clothing, just do it together. You know, because if one of y'all is really rested and one of y'all is losing your mind, now the psychology part of it comes in. Because you got somebody in the home not helping you with this child that they created, right? It might have felt good during the time, but now that it's real deal Holyfield, let's do this together. We created this child. We should raise this child. It shouldn't all default to one person. So the psychology comes into place, especially during postpartum, right? So men, we don't have postpartum. Women do. All of those changes to this godlike ability of having a child, it does have an effect on the woman. And we'll get into that a little later. So what would I do in this scenario? Low key, I don't know. I don't think I would be able to stay in the same house and look at all the furniture and the bed and the memories. I don't know. They were like, move back to Minnesota, blah, blah, blah. I probably would have, you know, just to create a whole new page. And then, you know, my granddaughter can be around her grandmother's and have a much better comfort level, right? Like Kevin Hart was an idiot for thinking, I just got to make this work here. And like, if they don't have those jobs, you know, back home, you know, get the job where you're at and then ask if you can work from home, right? You know, can I mean, we had COVID. We're pretty smart about this now. You're trying to tell me you can't find any work from home jobs that are based in other cities and they just fly you out quarterly? He's dumb. Like, he was being stubborn the whole movie. He was definitely being stubborn with the job scenario. He could have got transferred or worked from home or whatever. I think he mentioned it one time, but yeah, he was being dumb. So, loved it. Loved it, loved it. It had me and the missus talking real hard, talking a lot about, you know, what you would do in that scenario. Because what would you do, right? Real question. So, yeah, all in all, I give it 4 stars. Great movie, great acting. Really pushed, you know, Kevin, you know, into new territory. But like I said, stand-ups, yes, Kevin Hart. Netflix, yes, Kevin Hart. All those other, the Jungle Book and all that, yelling around, screaming, waving his hands, right along with, like, exposing, you know, how loud and uncomfortable he can be, not for it. I think it's disrespectful to him that he chooses these things, even if it is a cash cow. I want to take the Netflix and the stand-ups. Let's transition over to Dahmer. I can make this real simple and sweet. Because Evan Peters is a great actor. Like, I enjoy him. He's been in several things I enjoy. I've watched the American Horror Story shows. I love X-Men. I love Marvel Comics. So his contribution to Quicksilver, one of the probably the fastest person in Marvel, dope. Loved it. Thank you for that. But this role took a chunk out of him. And these actors have to embody the spirit and the mind of these, you know, real people to play these roles. It can be a little draining, right? And some people be like, well, don't do it then. The character and the reception and feedback back in the 90s when all of these events occurred is why I couldn't fully commit to this. I saw my wife watching it, and I was just like, ew. Like, I really don't want to see him chop up black dudes and eat them and make a whole series out of that. Like, I really just don't like glamorizing these shows. But, like, a show like Mindhunter, I can sign on board with because you're studying multiple serial killers and trying to break this down at a time when we did not, when we really needed this program. At this point, I feel like shows like this should be watched by the FBI only, or watched by, you know, people who need to go out and study these guys, or sit them down. And if we're having like a PTA meeting or a school meeting, or, you know, we want to protect and have a better village, yeah, then I would understand. But as a Netflix category, I'm like, are y'all hurting that bad that this is what you need to do? I mean, Disney Plus. Has She-Hulk and Star Wars and Marvel and Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel. This is the best y'all can do? I mean, you got Fatherhood and Cobra Kai, like serial killers, just why? And I mean, I even remember watching Making a Murderer, How to Make a Murderer, or whatever. Like, that and Tiger King kind of had everybody wrapped up for a while. And I don't know. I'll never feel comfortable about things like this, but then I have to allude to what I learned. What I learned from this is, A, you have an acting crew, Evan Peters, Richard Jenkins, seen him in so much. Molly Ringwald, almost didn't recognize her. Niecy Nash, thank you, Niecy Nash, for your character. Miss Glenda Cleveland, Michael Beach, always a, you know, he's always a mainstay and awesome. Now, the mom, Sherry Dahmer, not Sherry Dahmer. Where is she? What is her name? All I know is she's from, Kindergarten Cop, right? Kindergarten Cop. Penelope Ann Miller, just such a beautiful person, beautiful actress. Like, it's almost like she didn't age. But what I learned from this Was actually a really hard lesson. Like, my biggest takeaway from this was actually two things. Parenting matters. Parenting matters. Parenting is something that we need to lock into full force. And the only way you can become a better parent is to first pay attention to your emotional intelligence and your psychology. Right? If you talk about a pattern, childhood, as a gentleman explained to my wife, parenthood slash childhood exposes what you already have wrong in your marriage because it's really what's going on with you. And when you don't want to pay attention to the signs, like your wife needs you, she's got postpartum, when you don't want to pay attention to that, usually you don't pay attention to your child. So they weren't paying attention to their own mental and physical and emotional health. So they weren't paying attention to their child's mental, emotional, and physical health. These kids can't be left alone too long. And once kids, we know this now, once kids start experimenting with dead animals and all this and all that, that's a cry for help. That's a problem. And that's it's not about normal, right? Like, I want to get that out of the picture. Because we even see that in Dexter. Dexter started experimenting with, killing dead animals, and so his dad, taught him to kill serial killers, which, boy, not that I want to put that in, like, in the picture, because that's, I don't know, we shouldn't need somebody to kill serial killers. We should want to stop that altogether. But we need to be able to look at all of these things and focus on a better village, a better group of people. We've got to know these signs. And that's why I have to allude to health being the chief concern, not normal, right? Oh, that's not normal. That's not, well, normal isn't necessarily healthy, right? So it might be normal for all of these movies that we've seen referring to high school kids, it's normal to see movies where kids that are passive aggressive in high school or have issues at home, whether it's lack of parenting, lack of empathy, lack of resources, are bullying kids, good kids, or damaging and harming them in some way. That's normal. What's healthy is leaving it out all on the field, right? Channel, it's healthy to channel your energy onto the football field or the weight room or the workout or yoga or meditation or taking it to church and leaving it all at the altar or speaking to your pastor or your mentor or your mental health therapist or your guidance counselor. That's healthy. What's normal is getting beat up and dragging your drama onto other people. That's normal. So what I saw in this movie was a lot of people just using the most lazy, and I'm speaking of, Sherri Dahmer and Lionel Dahmer, using the most lazy analysis of normal they could get to just keep going in the next day. We'll just keep going. Well, nah, he's just playing with animals. We pick up roadkill all the time. And oh, he's just in his basement. Then when his dad tried to corner him on stuff and catch him on stuff, his dad got weak. Every time his dad got weak. And mom tried to tell him, Glenda Cleveland tried to tell him, the police every time. So when those people are trying to say something, we need to do a better job of listening. Sometimes we need to sit in the hot seat, and if you idolize your child as this angelic being, sometimes you need to understand that they cannot be that. When you're looking at your child as this innocent being that can do no wrong, you need to understand that they can do wrong. And by the time they do the wrong, you not acknowledging it will create a larger monster, creating more of a problem. And by that time, you not being real and you not being honed in allows them to self-sabotage themselves. Now, not that I wanted this, but he could have been harming himself, hurting himself. And as we learn from this show, 13 Reasons Why, left alone too long, this man could have killed himself. And then what they would have said, right? Then they would have known we didn't acknowledge the cries for help. So as a human being and as a single person, we've got to understand, A, let's look at my mental health. Let's look at my physical health. And let's look at my emotional intelligence, right? My love languages, right? Because people don't want to listen the way I talk, and people don't want to talk the way I listen. You know, people are gonna resonate with what best caters to them, and we have to understand that the way you say it doesn't mean it's always gonna be received, right? So we've got to do a better job of looking at ourselves and judging ourselves. Then we got to do a better job of looking at our children and judging our children, because it's not about normal. It's not about the football team and the cheerleaders and looking good in front of people. It's about health. How healthy is this? And later when we learn that Sherry Dahmer had postpartum depression and all of her triggered rage and anxiety was coming from this imbalance of chemicals in the body. Now we're good. Now we can help her, right? But mom needed help. Jeffrey needed help. And dad was the biggest enabler, along with the judge that was letting them go back out in the street. Biggest enablers ever. And while you can make this a race thing, please understand that there is no such thing as black on black crime. It's community crime. Before there were African Americans, okay, stay with me. Before there were African Americans and there were all these shootouts in the West, right? While black people were still slaves, there were shootouts in the West where it was some dude in a cowboy hat with a beard being posterized that he was the killer. So it was cowboy on cowboy crime. You go back to medieval times, you go back 400, 500 years, and it was guys with rapier swords. It was sword on sword crime, or knight on knight crime, or whatever was going on in England. Or, I mean, look at the cast of Game of Thrones. I mean, that's what it was. You just take some of the magic out, that's what it was. It's just community crime. I mean, just because you can pay to have your community look better and not have it reported to the police does not make it better. So, yeah, Dahmer was a very powerful show just in watching the ending, because my takeaway from that is these serial killers come from bad homes. So, I mean, why is that a shock? If the thugs and the guys that go to prison the quickest come from bad homes, and the serial killers are too. Don't be afraid of your neighbors. Talk to your neighbors. If you see them not being healthy, invite them in. You should have a healthy environment to invite them into. Because of the tools that we've been given, we should have a healthy environment to invite them into. If you're not comfortable, you need to say something. If you can't, you can't. If you got stuff going on, you got stuff going on. So if you're not comfortable inviting them into your environment, that's on you to speak out and say something. It shouldn't be just some hood black woman down the street saying something's wrong and there's some nasty smell come from this house. So enough of that. Let's finish up with Cobra Kai. I love this show. I love it. It's that cheesy 80s energy. Sometimes they play the 80s music. But just going through the list of characters, like, I couldn't be happier. Excellent job. And as I stated earlier, I want to break down the characters, but, you know, I want them to evolve Martin Cove's character so that his karate, his moves, don't need a stunt double. I mean, they don't really need him. I mean, he can move. He's fine. Unless maybe he has something going on I don't know about. I like his character too much to see a stunt double. But real talk, Terry Silver stole the show. Like, I don't know how old this dude is, but I mean, he stole the show. And I don't know. It's like, man, if he can still move this good right now, I can only imagine like what he would have been like in tournament mode, or you know, athletically, like if you would actually spar with this dude, right? So I don't know. Hillary Swank, maybe we'll see her at some point. Fabulous job. And like I said, like we should never confuse kung fu and whatchamacallit, karate to be the same thing. That's like barbecue and ranch, right? So come on, please don't play games. But yeah, let's go through it. Ralph Macchio is all kinds of beat up, shut up, shut down. But I'm happy with the character. I'm happy with the way the character is evolving. He brought Chosen into the mix, which I really like. But I don't like that he's so jaded and damaged and beaten that now he's damaging his relationship with his wife, Amanda LaRusso, played by Courtney Hengler. Excellent job. He's brought his daughter into it, you know, Samantha LaRusso. And, you know, she's fractured and beat up, still having flashbacks, getting whooped by Tori. You know, he's brought his whole family into this. He could have done a much better job of this. But, of course, we wouldn't have a show if he would have done that. So, you know, he had to confront, you know, William Zabka and start all this. And because there was blood in the water, the sharks approach. You know, Martin Cove and, John Kreese and Terry Silver, I mean, they pounced. Boy, did they pounce. And that's who, you know, I mean, he really stole the show this season. You know, him, Chosen, Michael Barnes, and then, of course, the regular cast. But, you know, William Zabka, Johnny Lawrence, I mean, this dude is Dr. Phil now. He's bringing the family back together. He's got a baby, you know, coming, you know, with Carmen Diaz. And now he's got Miguel, his second chance son. He's got Miguel and Robbie to actually be on one accord and be brothers together, which is dope. So I love that. I love that Samantha LaRusso is now talking to Tori and we're working at some kind of a healing aspect. Because Tori is broke. Whew! She's broke. She's poor. And if you've been there, I didn't know what steak tastes like till I turned 20. So I got a job right there. You just don't have certain things. And Tori is on the outside looking in, watching all of this stuff go down with all these rich people. And she gets one piece of the pie because she's a fighter and she can fight well. But honestly, did we ever find out why she can fight so well? We never found that out. And I hope we do a little backstory on her. Because she's broke, but she can fight like, you know, $1 million baby, wink, wink. So that's an allude to Hillary Swank, for those of you that don't know. But Martin Cove, idiot. John Kreese, being an idiot. I mean, by now you should see that you play too rough, homie. You play too rough. And, I mean, it's hard because the Cobra Kai way is not wrong. You see what I'm saying? The Cobra Kai way is not wrong, but they're just too heavy-handed. If all of this would have happened inside Cobra Kai walls, if we would have only, you know, Thomas Ian Griffith as Terry Silver, if all of this would have happened only in the dojo and these challenges would have only happened in the dojo instead of at the pool and the park and, you know, all this stuff that happens. I mean, we'd be so much better off, wouldn't we? Right? Because, I mean, we're just bringing anybody into the party now. When you bring Master Master Kim's granddaughter into the picture, I mean, it's a whole different world. Kim Dae-yoon, Alicia Hannah Kim. I wanted to really see her bang with somebody of equal level. This would have been where, a Hilary Swank character would have came in perfect, because no one was a match for her. Like, I mean, there's dudes that probably couldn't have beat her, right? Let's just keep it real, 100. Like, there's women that can wipe the floor with a lot of dudes. And we don't see that. I know, like, the UFC is the UFC, but trust me, there are some women that they understand the advantages of men, and they want to take that away immediately. But yeah, I really enjoyed the show. Really enjoyed, the growth. Kenny Payne, getting defaced by seeing that his master was really a phony that was paying for the wins. I mean, you really want to insult a kid? If you really want to insult a kid, just tell them you don't believe in them, or show them you don't believe in them by not being there. It's hard. It's hard, right? Anthony LaRusso, still not out of the karma roasting. Still not out of it yet. But hopefully he will be now. He had that coming. I mean, this is what made this story so good. You actually have the victim family now as the bully. And that's how it happens. Like, I hate to say it that way, but a lot of victims do grow up to get strong and loud and nasty, or get more money, and then they create a bully when they were bullied. Why? Like, why though? You went through the toughest life, the toughest time, and now your kid is at school being a bully. Why though? Like, why? Now they're going to create the same thing. Oh, that's just kids being kids. No. So the character development was great. I really love this show. As I stated earlier, I wanted to see some Hilary Swank. I didn't get her. But I keep hearing talks of this next season that are exciting, and I'm just gonna shut up and let you guys have your Friday. So peace and love. I love you all. Hope you love me back. But hey, what do you want to see from Cobra Kai season 5? And what do you want to see from Netflix, coming out soon? Because they've got some competition now, right? We've got HBO Max, we've got Disney Plus. What can Netflix do to keep up with the runnings? I have my ideas, but we'll see what you guys have. And then, yeah, what did you think about Fatherhood? What did you think about Kevin Hart? And do you like this platform? Do you like his real gritty acting that we've seen? Now, this is two products. So, yeah. I love you all. Hope you love me back. I'll see you soon.